Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. And today, it's very important because we all sleep on it every day, is the bed. We have Steph Roberts. Steph, he is an animator. And the problem is, he doesn't sleep on a bed at all. 你好, Steph.
你好, Xiaolan.
Alright, Steph, you are an amazing animator. You did the Chinese Zodiac animation with us, and this is quite a great piece of work. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. It's really good fun.
Yeah, but the reason I'm here interrogating you, it's you don't sleep on the bed, and I know you haven't slept on any bed for 3 years. That's more than 1,000 days.
Yeah, well, that's not quite true, actually, because I do sleep in a bed every so often.
Right.
But most nights, I'll sleep in a hammock instead of a bed.
Right, okay, so a hammock is your bed.
Sure.
So if you describe whatever surface, like a floor is my bed, the hammock is the bed, the sofa is the bed. So, yeah, everything can be a bed.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all sleep on that. The bed is probably our second best friend after the computer and mobile phones. So we need to learn how to say it in Chinese. It's 床.
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 Yeah, 床 is a second tone, so we make it up a bit and make it a bit longer.
Okay.
床.
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 Yeah, so 床 is a general term of anything. It's a platform, a surface where you can lie down and rest.
Mm-hmm.
To specify what type of 床, we can say, oh, that's a wooden bed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised. Nowadays, we rarely see it. We have the mattress and very soft and springed and all the things. But when I watched my great-grandma, she had a bed made out of bamboo.
Hmm.
So that was a wooden bed.
Wow.
木床.
木床.
木床. And that looks just like the modern, like a bed frame. Of course, not only just the frame. There's a really solid plank. And she slept on it.
Okay. Wow. Just straight on that with no padding or anything.
No. And she was like 85, very small, half of my height. And then she slept comfortably on a wooden bed.
Wow.
木床.
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 Yeah.
That's very impressive. Is bamboo a bit more comfortable potentially than other woods?
I guess that's because it's quite cool.
Mm.
Where she lived in Taichung, the weather could be very hot. And it's quite cool when you have like a bamboo surface. And then what they like is to like wipe it in the evening before she went to bed. And then she just slept on it. And as a kid, I squeezed with her on the 木床. I felt okay.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, with my age, I get back pain if I do that.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So then also in ancient China, especially north part of China, when the weather could get really cold, and in ancient time, there was no radiator, no heating system. So what they did was to have the bricks. So they used the bricks to make the platform as the bed and then put quite thick padding.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath, they burn the fire.
Wow.
So at night, you can keep warm.
Brilliant.
And they tend to just heat up in the evening, and then, of course, the heat will die down in the morning. And I think some houses, old houses, they still keep it.
Really?
And people still sleep on the bricks with a padding.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to try that.
Yeah, you should try that. And then nowadays we have like a electrical blanket to make you warm.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the UK, it's very popular. You can buy it anywhere in the pharmacy to get the heated, like a water bottle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's in China, they do things in big scale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So talk about your hammock. Hammock, we say 吊床.
吊床.
Yeah, 吊床.
吊床.
吊 is to hang.
Yeah.
And then the shape of the character is actually a mouth hanging a little cloth coming down. And this mouth doesn't mean anything. It's not the same mouth as the, it's just the same shape as the mouth coal. But then in this case, it's just some object where you can hang the fabric down. So that's 吊.
吊.
Yeah, 吊, that means to hang.
Okay.
So the hammock basically is hanging from somewhere.
Yeah.
In your case, hanging from the forest, 森林.
森林.
Yeah. So how long does it take to set up your bed every night?
Not very long, actually. Probably about 10 or 15 minutes.
You've been practicing?
Yeah. It's very simple because the hammock that I use is basically just a piece of fabric and then two ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as you know the right knot, then it's quite a quick process.
Did you sometimes get a knot wrong and then you fall down and you realize that you are on the ground the next morning?
No, thankfully not. I did a lot of practicing before I started.
Okay, so how many diaochuang have you changed so far?
My first diaochuang broke actually after about a year and a half.
Right.
And it was the fabric. I think it got wet and then got a bit moldy and mm-hmm. then ripped. And so that was a bit sad. But the one I've been using since then for about a year and a half, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
is still in really good condition.
Right. And then when you say, I sleep on the hammock, when we say sleep, 睡觉.
睡觉。睡觉。睡觉。睡觉。睡觉。睡觉。
Yeah. 睡觉 is the noun. And then in this case, you can just say 睡掉床.
睡掉床.
睡掉床. And then to emphasize, it's right in the hammock. We can say 睡在吊床.
我睡在吊床.
Yeah. 我睡在吊床.
Great.
I don't sleep on the hammock. I sleep on the bed. 我睡在床. 上, in this case, I put 上 because 上 means up.
Okay.
And so that means I sleep above the bed, not inside the bed or under the bed. 我睡在床上.
我睡在床上.
Yeah, that means I sleep on the top of the bed.
Okay.
So 我睡在床上.
我睡在床上.
Yeah. So what's the most exciting experience you ever had in your hammock camping in the past 3 years?
I mean, I've got to say it's any encounters with wildlife,
mm-hmm.
like seeing wild boar, for example,
right.
Whilst lying in my hammock just in the morning, just mm-hmm. like around my hammock, basically, and just watching them for ages. Those experiences are always just absolutely incredible.
Right.
In terms of exciting as well, like anytime there's been a strong thunderstorm or anything like that, that's always really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really enjoy that. You know, you get the really heavy rain and then, you know, you're really out in the thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels quite exciting.
Right. And I know that you also do a video blog.
My YouTube channel is just Steph Roberts.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much, Steph, for joining us. Today we talk about hammock, 吊床. A normal bed is 床. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. 再见, Steph.
再见.